heroine of the stacks on this moment of Indiana history. From 1886 until 1924, Jacob Pyatt Dunn Jr. served as the secretary of the Indiana Historical Society and became a well-known proponent of Hoosier history. Although less renowned, his daughter Caroline Dunn made equally important contributions to the society during her three decades there. Born in Indianapolis in 1903, Caroline received her B.A. from Butler University in 1923 and worked for 4 years in the Indianapolis Public Library before taking a B.S. degree in library service from Columbia University. Dunn worked at a Connersville library and in the Indiana Division of the Indiana State Library before assuming the duties of librarian for the State Historical Society, where she would remain from 1939 until 1973. Dunn played an essential role in expanding the collections of the Society's William Henry Smith Memorial Library. She corresponded with dealers of rare books and manuscripts and helped to acquire gifts from personal family collections. Dunn's deep familiarity with the library's holdings won high praise from amateur genealogists and professional historians alike. After her death, historian James Madison recalled Dunn's role in introducing him to primary sources in Indiana history during his dissertation research. No index, finding aid, nor CD-ROM disc could ever do what Caroline Dunn did for me, he said. She was a manuscript librarian who knew her collections, knew how to use them for scholarly research, and even knew how to introduce them to the uninitiated. Sometimes when I come across a bountiful harvest of letters, I think of Miss Dunn. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.